What follows is Wild Sound of Kenneth O'Donnell. This is February. This is February 9th, 1974, Chelsea, Vermont, Richard Brick, Silo Cinema. This will be 7.5 IPS.
We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think it's going to come up at town, it may come up at this town meeting. Talk about that.
Yeah. Same as Wheeler and the fellows from the REA come over here yesterday and they want to know if I would let them set a pole. They said they understood that I owned the old barn cellar over there, and I said I do. Nobody else got any deed on it. And, well, it would be so much easier for them if they didn't have to go so far. I said, well, I'll go over there and see what you want. I went over and talked to them, told them, go ahead. Well, it made them all feel pretty good. If I wanted accommodation, I'd probably get it. Well, it ain't going to make a sense with the difference in my business. I sold the land to the fellas, why shouldn't I help him out if he wants to? And even if I hadn't sold it to him, same as you, if you couldn't have gone down and hit the oxholes, you could have come up on mine and gone down and hit the line, then gone back up. Well, that wasn't going to hurt me, and then there's going to be accommodation to you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see anybody being that damn narrow. Even if it's somebody you don't even know, I can't see anybody being narrow and mean about anything like that.
No, that's the difference between you and James,
yeah.
Wanting $2,000 to connect.
Yeah. Well, I can't see that.
Has anybody heard who did buy the land down here?
No.
Funny, nobody seems to know.
No. Now, you take when, of course, I sold White, a place on the lower side where Yoxall, where Onoski now owns. I give Harry where land is. And Harry's got it, bought a chunk off up on the hill where his log cabin now is. And I sold this other chunk to Lad Lyon. And I sold Weymouth his. And when White wanted to get a line extended, most people wouldn't let him go the whole length of his field, you know, put poles in. I says, hell, go ahead. It's going to make them a lot better for them. And I even cut the right of way. Oh, White, he paid me for cutting it. Well, let the line play through there, you know. Well, it's a lot better for all of them.
Well, you're a pretty good neighbor.
Well, I try to be halfway decent.
Well, you're more than halfway.
Yeah. I go halfway, but I won't go any further than that. I meet a man halfway anytime. But the same as James, won $2,000 for you to hook on. Well, that is being damn greedy. That's being a hog.
Because
you weren't going to hurt nothing. There weren't going to be a pole set on his.
No wires, no cutting.
No cutting, no harm, nothing. He just didn't want you down on it. When we put the telephone up through there, he'd let the telephone people go on there. If they pulled the line down through by hand. He wouldn't let no trucks or nothing go in there. But the REA's got a right to come up through there.
No, I know.
They got a right of way up through there. They got a right to go down there with trucks, set a pole, or fix the wires, wouldn't they? I know that because when old Jordan owned that, Jordan's aunt, they got... They put their line right through Merle's, right straight through and up the line. And they didn't get no permission from Jordan or his aunt, either one. They didn't get no papers.
Mm-hmm.
When he got back, he was going to make them pay the price of the property or else move their poles off in there. And they couldn't go nearer the road, because he owned then 25 feet of the center of the road, There's no place to put the poles through there. They couldn't go on the lower side of the road because he owned that whole thing. When they had them all stopped. And Harry bought the hill up where you live. And the fellow by the name of Thompson bought the lower side. And the IREA helped them out a little bit to get the right of way across there. And with the understanding they put lights up here. Well, it helped everybody by doing it. And they didn't have to move. So they got a right of way to come right up that line if they want to.
Mm-hmm. I guess Lad Lyon down here got a much better price than he paid for.
Oh, I guess he's about doubled. I ain't heard, but I think he's about doubled.
What you sold him in a year?
Yeah. I think he about doubled the price.
Well, that man that came up here to look at it, that young fellow over the road, he said, what do you want, $6,500?
Yeah, he a little more than doubled this. But you see, he's got to pay a pretty good tax on this transfer tax now. You understand? I don't know if you understand it any more than I do, but they got it up where it's pretty well now. And see, he hasn't had it only about a year. And the difference between the price that he paid for it and the price he gets, he's got to pay a sizable sum, as I understand it. That's some of your governor's work.
Yeah, that's capital gains.
Yeah, capital gains tax. And I guess
he'll have to pay so much to Brian Button because he gets the real estate.
Yeah, of course he has to pay his broker.
Probably that's why he was asking so much.
See, you won't have too much left when he gets done after he pays the broker and pays the land tax, the transfer tax. And that's probably why he gets such a price on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you take a man, if he gives $1,000 an acre now, and he buys, say, 5 acres, $5,000, and then goes to work and puts up a new home, gets his water, gets his lights in, how much money has he got in it? He's got, if he's a poor man, he's got to hire the money. He's got his work for 20 years to get that paid for.
Yeah.
Down Springfield, that loan on land and stuff there. They figure 20 years on an ordinary place.
Mm-hmm.
That was a farm concern to begin with. What the hell did they call that? Federal loan or something like that, federal farm loan. And they figured on the average farm as a farmer would a mortgage for 20 years. That's the way they let it out, 20-year mortgage. And that would be about the same.
No.
I don't think there's anything on it. It's just a political gain to get more money, that's all. They don't care who they hurt. The same as the strike down there, the truck strike. More people going to get hurt than what they're going to gain.
Sure. Yeah, they say the shelves are going to start getting empty down in the store.
Yeah. They add on the ones that got gas and oil and that stuff, they add a little bit higher, and the people, the truckers, they've got to get more money. And that all comes out of the working man. A man that has to buy groceries and live.
Mm-hmm.
And the family. Every time that they have a raise in salary, it don't amount to nothing because it brings your groceries just that much higher. And you take a man that's not getting that big money, he's hurting just that much more. Now, Jed, I got to find out how much they put there. I might get a little something on the house and 2 acres of land, but you can't get anything on the other land.
No, it might be $50-$60 on...
You might be able to get that. Now the town of Randolph, and I suppose a lot of other towns, Are they beginning to bitch and holler now because they ain't going to get any state money for the schools?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got nobody to blame on themselves. They raised the valuation on land so high, and they're getting so much tax that they're not eligible to get any money from the state.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody to blame on themselves. This town just same. And absolutely nobody to blame. They blame the state for raising the valuation. I don't believe it's all the state.
I think saw the town report for Chelsea.
Oh, they got them out so quick?
Well, I saw one at Clarence Kennedy's. He, someone told me he's a Kennedy, so he gets his first.
Yeah.
But I think they're mailing them Monday. It's yellow. I just looked through a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Last year you had to go to town clerk's office to pick them up.
Really?
Yeah, they had a sign out there. Town reports are here. And you go in and they get your name on them and he'll give them to you.
They can tax everybody to the limit, but they ain't got it. They ain't got 8 cents to send him a town report.
No. They had them piled up and Jim Kennedy would give it to you. And they had them piled up on the floor.
The same as they got a man in this town. I don't know just what he's paying, but he's probably paying as big a tax as any man in town for what he's got. He's got a large acreage in his summer. And this town couldn't furnish 8 cents in a town report to send to that man. He had to have a neighbor up here to get him a town report so he'd know what the town's business was. They couldn't even send him a town report, and he's probably one of the biggest taxpayers. Nice burger up here.
Yeah, I figure.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. I mean, it's that's just why you want to look in that report, yeah. See where all that money goes.
Sure.
It's hard to believe even when you read it, but you want to read it.
It's funny, they couldn't send that man a town report, or wherever he is, Washington,
D.C. When we were out in California, I had to write a special letter to get one.
Yeah.
Because it didn't come along normally.
No. I don't know. The taxes that they're getting, everything. Why they couldn't send every taxpayer a town report, regardless where he was. They'd take his money, all right. They'd take it, they could bleed him right down to the last penny. But they can't do anything to help anybody else. And they're going to squawk this town meeting, you notice. They're going to squawk about more tax, raise more tax for the schools. You wait and see what I tell you. Oh, and they're going to have a big song and dance. They've had to pay up so much more for oil and stuff like that to run their rigs and electricity and all that. But they're going to have a big song and dance down there. And they're going to take every dollar that they can get. They're going to bleed everybody.
Will the people have to vote on it? I mean, the selectmen, I've never been to one. The selectmen say, this is what we need, and then you vote?
Yeah, they usually put it up in town meeting, and they take a vote on it. But if you say anything about cutting the schools, I want to be careful they don't try to run you out of there. Because you can't nobody say anything. All them kids, they've got to have the best education possible. And they ain't getting education today, they got 40 years ago. You get kids that's in there and somebody else makes them a good job when they graduate from this school, all right. But if they can't get that good job, they can't do nothing because they ain't educated for only just one thing. Somebody else make them a job. But you can't say anything against the kids and the education. If you do, they'd laugh you out of the town, or drive you out. And the teachers, they've all got to have higher wages, and they got to have a high cost of living added on to that. And that's where most of your tax money goes, right there.
Yeah, I saw that in last year's town report.
Of course, we want the kids to have a good education, but why go overboard on it? Why sell everybody out and drive everybody out for just schools? Sooner or later, they've got to cut them after they drive all the taxpayers out. They've got to cut that school business.
I know. No one's looking to the future.
Yeah, but you can't tell them that. Say we had, I think his name was O'Brien in Montpelier. He said he went to a one-room schoolhouse. And his father went down to the city and took him to the city. And when he got down to city school, he was way ahead of anybody in his grade. And he got his education in one school, one-room schoolhouse. He was head of the city schools. Well, that fella, he didn't get votes enough. It would have been better if he hadn't even run. And the only reason that he didn't get them votes because he said something about the kids and the education. The education end of it, here. That's just the only reason in the world why he didn't get voted in. You can't say anything about the kids and education.
Yeah. I'm trying to get Suzanne on the checklist. I don't think she's on the checklist.
Yeah.
Because I want her to be able to vote. So they're having a meeting. I don't know what, you have to have lived here 6 months and you have to pay your poll tax, I guess.
I think so. I think that's right. She's paid the poll tax here?
I'm not sure if she has.
You have, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah. You're eligible then. You got your name on the checklist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I intend to vote. I can't. I hope there's something real to vote about.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it'll matter too much, but it'll probably make you feel better.
Well, you got to take the 3 months off before you
Sit
on
checklist. You ever taken 3 months off?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all set then.
Yeah, I took that.
Well, maybe you better ask somebody else about that. I think that you have to pay. I don't know if you do. I don't know if you have to be in town more than 6 months and not pay a poll tax for what you're eligible.
Yeah, she's going to ask George Leifer.
Yeah.
He's the nicest of the three of them.
You going to ask who?
George Leifer.
Yeah, George is a good fellow. Yeah, George, I answer and give her. He'll tell her the best he knows.
I don't know what they do down this town, but I know in a lot of towns they have a board of civil authority meeting before town meeting.
They're having it this week?
Yeah, and that's when they, you know, decide people's name. If it ain't on the checklist, they're supposed to put it on after that if you notify them. But I didn't know about down this town. But
There's a sign up announcing the board of civil authority meeting.
Well, for instance, you take George, he was born further enough back. And the way he was brought up, he knows what times used to be and what hard times are. But the other two, like men you got, was born right in good times. They're young lads. They don't, a dollar don't mean so much to them. They were always born right in good times, got good money. And you can see the difference in the way they look at things. But George, he used to work out doing chores up to Glen Buttons when he was a kid and went to school. Had to make his own way from a kid up. Now he knows what hard times are and what a dollar is. But these younger people, they don't. You can't blame them for that. They were born right in the good times. They don't think so much about it. But an older man that hasn't got the income, he can feel it. He can feel it plenty. But they don't give a damn. You get 3 years behind with your taxes and see how damn quick it's set out. It wouldn't make any difference. Your name was Brick or O'Donnell or who.